White, Oakland, California, March 25th, 1876. Dear husband, I attended meeting in San Francisco today and spoke to the people. Quite a goodly number were out. I addressed individuals, Brethren St. John, Stockton, Chittenden, Edwards, Parker, and Sister Baptist. There was a very tender spirit in the meeting. Brother St. John justified his course of breaking the Sabbath because he was an old man. He has pursued this course of transgression so long that nothing seems to touch him. Brother Diggins talked and wept. He talked excellently. Brother Stockton made a hearty confession. Brother Chittenden talked well, weeping like a child. Brother Edwards talked and confessed the truthfulness of the message I had borne to him. Said he would try to heed it and to become a converted man. Sister Baptist talked and confessed her wrongs quite fully. This is just a beginning. Now the way is prepared for Elders Loughborough and Wagoner to go forward with the work. They have meetings appointed for next week, and we hope to see a break. I shall not attend any more meetings at present. I have freed my soul. I have labored hard today. They had no preacher in Oakland. Elder Loughborough was at Napa. He returns Monday. I received your second letter of some length. I have committed my ways unto God, and I trust if I walk humbly before Him, He will direct my paths. Thank you for your expressions of interest for me. I am determined to follow the promptings of the Spirit of God. Then I shall not go astray. I was glad to hear you were having a pleasant journey. All moves well here. I take no more, or as much, interest in household matters as I have done. We miss Lucinda everywhere. But I must say that Mary takes her position nobly. She goes ahead like a general, and you would think she has been used to this kind of labor all her life. But my confidential companion is gone. Not one now to counsel with. Not one to converse with upon matters that everyone cannot understand, and if they did, could not help me. But I am glad Lucinda has gone with you, for I feel so much better about you. And again, it is her right to see her mother and be at home some. But I miss Lucinda just as I thought I should. Mary Clough and I will do all we can to forward the work of my writings. I cannot see any light shining to Michigan for me. This year I feel that my work is writing. I must be secluded, stay right here, and I must not let inclination or persuasion of others shake my resolution to keep close to my work until it is done. God will help me if I trust in Him. We are all well. The little girls are well. I hope you will visit John, Lizzie, and my relatives if you can do so. Be free and happy, and may God bless you is my prayer. Yours in love. We will be glad to hear from you any time.